Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here with Behind the Black. We go to Lockheed Martin for a test of the X-59 plane. What is it, Bob? I don't recall this coming up before.
Well, that's because it's been decades in the making. It's another one of those NASA dead-end projects. The X-59 was originally conceived in 2016. Lockheed spent 2 years of preliminary design work. And then in 2018, NASA gave Lockheed Martin a $250 million contract to build this test plane. This test plane would be attempting to do supersonic flights without a sonic boom. The idea was, you know, if you can get rid of the sonic boom, we can have faster airline traffic. And that was the idea. And so here we are, almost a decade later. They finally, this week, did the first flight of the X-59. It didn't go supersonic yet. This was just a preliminary flight. What's interesting about it is that in the interim, a private company, Boom Supersonic, not only developed its own supersonic prototype, it flew it manned in January, flew it, and it broke the sound barrier three times on that flight with no audible sonic boom. In other words, a private company using much less investment capital has already done this. And it's already got contracts with several airlines, including United and Japan Airlines, to build its full-scale Overture commercial supersonic jet. And so this whole NASA project with Lockheed Martin is kind of a dead-end waste of product because Lockheed Martin's not building anything that can be marketed later. It's just building a project for NASA. And in fact, the private sector has already done it, John.
Radar data finds large ice deposits on Mars. Is that news, Bob?
All right. It's news and it's not news because we have got the orbital data for the last decade and a half has shown that Mars has lots and lots of ice. What was interesting about the radar data confirms what we look at that looks like glaciers. It confirms that it's ice. What's most interesting about this study is that it looked at an area called the Phlegra Mountains, which are where one of Starship's prime landing sites is on Mars. And it confirmed that this area has trillions of tons of ice. To be specific, 1.2 trillion cubic meters of ice below the surface. And it's not covered by very much debris to protect it, which means that SpaceX has chosen well, John. When they land in this area, they will have plenty of relatively accessible ice for their colonies. And this study proved it.
Did they know that when they chose it?
Well, the data had already suggested that this area of Mars has lots of near surface ice. They already had that data. This is just more confirmation of that fact and clear confirmation of that fact.
All right, let me up the boasting. SpaceX will not only beat three spacefaring nations to the moon, they will beat all three to Mars as well.
In a sense, John, they're going to be a fourth nation on Mars.
Ah, yes, I like that. A stranger in a strange land, bus goes to Mars. Okay, now we turn to the law courts. And these stories sound to me very earthbound. First, a lawsuit against Amazon about Blue Origin. To what end?
Okay, so there's a lawsuit against Blue Origin. These are shareholders had sued them a few years ago because they signed contracts with every launch company to get the Kuiper constellation up into orbit except SpaceX. And all the contracts they signed were with companies that had rockets that had not yet flown yet. And so the shareholders sued because they said there was a conflict of interest. Jeff Bezos was was cheating and forcing to avoid SpaceX for his own benefit. That first lawsuit was dismissed, but a second lawsuit's gotten a new hearing. This is from a pension fund that apparently invested in Kuiper and thinks its money is being wasted by the board of directors, conflict of interest. I don't know if they're going to win here, but there's no question Amazon's board of directors played favorites here, and they did so in a way that was harmful to the company's bottom line. Depending on Blue Origin, ULA, and Ariane Space for launches when SpaceX is available, was not smart business practice.
It's also not smart to take on a man who has billions of dollars to fight you in law courts. It's very odd. So that, right. This must be a law firm that's going for an adventure. You know how they get a piece of the action if it shows up?
Absolutely.
And they'll go for a settlement before court would be the way you would do it on Earth. I don't know if they're going to do this in low Earth orbit. One more lawsuit. This is Cards Against Humanity. What is it?
Cards Against Humanity is a game company that makes trivia cards that you play games with. But it's a very left-wing organization. It bought a piece of land near the southern border, near Boca Chica, a few years ago to prevent the Trump administration from putting up a border wall. In the meantime, SpaceX didn't realize this was owned by Cards Against Humanity and started to dump some of its equipment on the land illegally. Trespassing. They didn't know it, though. But when they found out, Cards Against Humanity sued SpaceX, and SpaceX, they got into a court fight, and SpaceX and Cards Against Humanity have now settled the deal. SpaceX removed the stuff. It's paying for the landscaping to return the place to clean terrain. But Cards Against Humanity had wanted to get a lot of money. They didn't get anything. They wanted to get $15 million. They only got enough money from SpaceX to clean things up. And that's what their complaint is. Oh, well, we can't give you lots of money to their donors. But we got SpaceX to clean up the piece of land.
Bob, do I have this correct? Border Security, SpaceX, Cards Against Humanity. Somehow they all were on the same place on Earth together. It's weird, Bob.
It's a strange world, John.
I know, but Musk makes people go crazy. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.